You are now watching the Soul Table.
Jump out, hop out, they put the whip up. Smooth bucket between Porsche, Rovers, Corvette, the killers. Walk in,
damn, she fine.
Yeah, this is stick up. Daddy once told me the cool can't be bought, it's with ya. It's on ya, like black on ice, like white on rice. Or ice on blacks, like cool on cats, you got it? Watch the movie right now, I don't see no complications. Instead, I keep an ear, I still don't mind them conversations.
I am your sneaker king, connoisseur, everything fly. I'm Carl. Coles.
And I am RBD Piston Excellence, regular black dude. Evan, we are also here with our regular counterparts. Uncle Mike, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
And Junior, Junior June Bug Spade.
How's it going?
June Bug.
June Bug Spade. Yeah. All right, so we're going to get into it today. We are at an impasse at this point because apparently the 7-footers are trying to move like 6-footers. Like, I feel as though as they're like, a lot of them are now starting to like blaze their own paths, or at least try to rejuvenate what Shaq did. Joel Embiid recently left Under Armour and went to Skechers. I said it, Skechers. It's the S. You know what's crazy? The whole time, my whole life, I didn't know there was no T in Skechers. I know it.
You know that's part of the, like, they said it's part of the Mandela.
Right, it is. It ain't got no choice at this point. Did you, come on, spell Skechers.
I mean, yeah, you would definitely put a T in it.
There was a T in it, though.
Oh, there was?
Is it the purple and gold, like the blue and gold?
It's down a different rabbit hole, but they think it's part of the Mandela effect where the government is playing mind games with people and they're trying to say that certain things weren't a part of, like hypnotic. How do you spell hypnotic?
H-I-P.
It was H-Y-P.
I got one for you.
But they spell it now H-P something something. And they were trying to say that.
Right.
The Y's
never it was there. Never that
the
way.
Y was never there.
But you know what's crazy?
Where did we go to school for?
Never mind. Like fabulous ruined spelling the real way of fabulous. I can't spell fabulous without singing it. And it's the wrong way. F-A-B-O-L-O-U. You know fabulous.
But anyway, 7-footers.
I don't know fab. So I just met him a few times.
So the reason, this is a crazy part. So reasons like Joel left and went to Skechers. It wasn't even monetary at that point. I'm pretty sure you noticed. He left because he wasn't the feature. What would give him that idea that he needs to be the featured person? Like right now, he ain't even the featured person.
All right,
in
so
Philly.
Listen, just because he's not the most dominant, he is. In my opinion, and this is my opinion,
right?
Because I like Joker. He is the best big.
But
man
would you buy his shoe? Ain't nobody buying no big man's shoe.
It depends if it's a right aesthetic. Yeah, I'm buying it.
Joel
is a walking bucket. Not to mention the stats.
But big men don't sell shoes. You got to let's go back to this. KG, Tim Duncan. While those shoes was hot,
KG.
No. Those shoes was hot. Every shoe that he had was hot. It just never sold. I found some KGs. At Marshall's with no lids.
Well, you talking about his actual shoe or the
no
shoe
lids?
Gave him for a little
Marshall's, knock it the fuck off.
You talking about the actual shoe?
Yeah.
Or like his actual
the Adidas. You can find not now. Because
remember the Nike ones. Remember he had the
Nike.
Foams.
The Nike ones. Yeah.
The foams, and then he had a couple foams, didn't he? It was the one was the copper ones. He had the. Oh my God, I forget the names of them. But then he had the ones with the two big pearls on the side too.
Right.
Cause I had them. I got them just because of what you call it. It was a different phone posit. They're about to bring it back out.
You talking about the flight posits?
Flight posits.
No, flight posits are the ones that I said that was gold.
No. They was, but they also had like the eggplant color, the blue color. He played in those. Yeah. But he played.
All the Nikes.
Talk about with the circle on the side, right?
Yeah.
But
those that's a different one now. Those are not flight. Are
but the
flight
KG3s, the ones that they, I'm going to just describe the design, but it'll pop up somewhere.
I want them. I'm actually looking
but you
for
know
them
what
right
saying?
Now.
So yeah, those, yeah, that, sure. That's an iconic shoe.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Having said that.
No, all the Nike ones are iconic.
Exactly. So we going to tackle that in a whole different light at some point. But all I'm saying is at this point, big men can't sell shoes. So he had his first shoe in 2020, right? That was with Under Armour. Well, 2 years later, he still ain't have a shoe after that. They just left him because it wasn't selling. And fuck that it was Under Armour. Forget about that it was Under Armour. Because if it was Nike, if it was an Adidas, if it was Reebok, it probably still wouldn't have sold because nobody wants to play like a big man. Even though the big men don't play like big men now.
Nah, yeah, because Joel Embiid does not
play. He don't play like big men.
That's why people get so mad at the way that he plays.
But you'll never hear nobody going down like, Embiid.
No, even Wimby
but
doesn't play like a big man.
See, we're going to tackle that. But Wimby's a freak of nature.
Like, I mean, Joel's not. Because Joel moved quick, bro.
7'5". Leave it right there.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're talking about... Yeah,
he
yeah,
smacked yeah. Britney the Spears.
You out of pocket for that.
I'm not promoting. I'm not you're out of pocket. I'm not advocating. But she shouldn't have reached. She got mad. Like, could you, that was like a mattress smacking. It had to be. It was like, whop. And she just like, I'm calling the police. What you going to do? He's 7'5". There he is, officer. There he is right there.
But still, I think...
And he speak French.
Skechers will probably get Joel.
They say,
I know she was probably like, why the fuck did I even...
Why did I do this? Why like, did I do this? What entitlement did she have? You know what, we... Britt, get your shit together.
She had her shit together for a long time.
You know what?
He probably
smacked her shit together. She ain't do nothing after that. She was like, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm done in Vegas.
Did she wear his jersey the other day, though?
Did she wear a Wimby jersey?
I have no idea.
I think she did, bro. I'm not sure. I got to look it up. But anyway, I think Skechers will give Joel his...
Ain't got no choice.
They'll give him his just due. Reason being is because he's at the top of the mountain when it comes to centers. And basketball players, period.
So
because of the numbers that he puts up. So he'll have an identity with the shoe soon.
So you telling me right now he can be the face of Skechers?
I don't see why not.
Well, you got on that line, you got Terrence Mann and you got Julius Randle.
Yeah, Terrence Mann was a starter.
Yeah.
PJ Tucker, you ignorant as shit for what you said too. Because you say he was out here looking like a fucking old head.
No, he was
dressing like an old head.
He
too.
Was. He probably was. I got Cadillac
for sale. PJ out of pocket, bro. And he make his money.
So, just everything in a nutshell, just so the personality in your eyes sells the shoe, and I think is the game. Because while you can add a personality, Shaq, he, during that, those you know, big men years where, you know, they was down in the paint, Shaq's shoes was moving. Like, people want to say, ain't nobody was checking for Shaq.
Well, Shaq was always he was a character in himself. Not only was he messing around with basketball, remember, he was rapping.
Yeah.
He was doing everything.
That's right. So the person.
But
the numbers,
so you can't knock the numbers.
But I wasn't wearing no Shaqs from Kmart, though. I ain't want that.
I tried it.
You did?
Yeah. I had to see what it was hitting
for. I feel like your parents weren't doing right at that time.
I bought it myself.
Okay. Well, you wasn't doing right at that time.
Bro.
You was living bad. It's cool. So just in that. I think them having their own player additions, like Wimby. Well, at some point, you know he's going to have his own shoe, right, Mike?
Yeah, of course.
Junior. State says he's going to have his own shoe. But that will probably sell. So when we was arguing on the phone and you kept calling Wimby shoes.
Wim Jones ass, bro.
That, okay.
I mean, that's my opinion.
Are we speaking on the
silhouette.
We're not talking about the samples.
The GTs. You know I told you
the GTs, okay.
The GTs ass, bro.
All right, so let's paint it this way. If it wasn't just the GT and that was his first shoe and he had multiple colorways coming out and it was just his shoe, would it still be ass?
You're talking about if the GTs were his?
And they just didn't call it GTs.
Yeah, them Jones be trash, bro.
I'm not going to lie. It's a terrible first shoe. I just want to know what y'all think of the East Bay catalog where they would have like all the high school basketball sneakers that they would give away, like the different colors, yeah, the red,
not
blue,
to mention
orange.
Reggie Miller's. Reggie Miller's was in it before he had an actual Reggie
that's,
Miller.
That's what the GT is to me.
Trash.
They give those to
like kicking the trash.
Not even like Sierra Cannon either. Like I'm talking about like. I'm talking about like Phelps High School. Like they would give those to Phelps High School.
Yo, but you know, like on the back of the East Bay catalog, they had like the custom shooting shirts, and there's always some little white kid going up for a layup, but it is, you never see the basketball court.
that's what the GT is.
I'm like that. I don't think where you jumping at is right because I can see that's the half court line going the opposite direction. It's going horizontal. Where you going? All right. Well, I don't think that. Big men can sell shoes. I don't care who it is. It could be Joker. It could be Wimby.
Oh, my God. Speaking of that.
What?
A Joker. So, you know, because Nike don't got Kyrie no more. Say it for me. Nike, you fucking up. Come on, say it. It sounds better coming out your mouth.
I don't want to do that.
Nike, you fucking up.
Why?
Bro, they gave him his, all right, so remember Kyrie did the SpongeBob's? The whole SpongeBob little situation?
I saw that at the Joker's, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Them Jones ass in a low cuts too. They're not even the high tops that he playing.
I don't want to talk about. Don't stop. I don't Nike. They don't mean it.
I love you, Nike, but y'all fucking up.
I don't mean it.
Bad.
I don't mean it.
Ass, bro.
Scottie Pippen doing better. So that's it.
Here we go.
You know, he he doing real well.
Here we go.
It's all right. I mean, the dreadlocks is something that just, I want to know why, what he think. But you know what? That's not my business.
Well,
that's not my business.
I don't know which direction that Nike is going into, but a lot of these brands are starting to market off into different sports.
All right. Hold on. So that in fact, do you think that big men can sell shoes? State it.
Yeah.
And I said no.
Well, remember you said, Uncle the Mike, shoe. So you said before, if the identity comes from the basketball player being great, we all here can agree. Joel Embiid, when he is healthy, he is great. Period. I think he can sell shoes.
He's great at soccer.
What did you just say?
I said what I said.
Six games straight of 50.
I just feel like being an ass today.
Yeah, I'm not going to play into that. Sometimes you just can't.
Yes, you can.
You got to be the bigger person.
No.
Sometimes. I'm working on my.
No, you're not.
My woo side.
You just threatened to shoot me because I farted about 5 minutes ago when you're still upset.
Why you had to tell them that?
I didn't. I just, I
don't hold back. I'm working on being more peaceful.
He's not. He's not, people. He's not. He's lying. All right. So, like my man Carl said, King of Sneakers, he said that brands are branching off. So right now, Adidas just signed Micah Parsons to a shoe deal, which is dope because a lot of these, like, now we're getting into that football segment and stuff because, like, you know, the draft happened and these new players are coming out. And they're coming out different now. Like, the last few years, you ain't really been seeing, like, kids signing to anything. Now they signing, and these brands are putting money behind them.
Yeah, they are coming out of the –
So,
like Oscar the Grouch popping up out the trash can. Hey,
I like Micah Parsons in that position, because when Dak was with Adidas, Dak just made Adidas look real corny. He made it look like boxing shoes. Yeah. Like his shoes are like boxing shoes. But I think Micah, he got the personality that can carry Adidas. Just looking at it from like a backward standpoint of just Adidas being on the field and how they used to be like back in the day, like, you know, when OJ was playing in them, and you had like who else was playing in Adidas? I'm trying to think. I drew a blank. Don't even matter.
No.
I'm just looking at it from the football aspect, and they getting back to football. Reggie Bush was playing in Adidas. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at it like I'm happy to see that they're getting back, but I'm also happy to see a new face in football, which is New Balance, because Maserati Marv. I ain't a New Balance fan by any stretch. I have some, Carl. You know, I try to stay in my Nike lane. Sometimes I slide off, but
I like everything.
That's time out. That being said, I like that addition of Marvin to New Balance because now, like, I don't know if you we'll have a pictures coming up now. Of Marvin Harrison with his cleats and his gloves. New Balance is making gloves. I'm anxious to see what this looks like. I'm anxious to see the campaign they built.
I think they're going to do a good job
because they have a crazy roster. I'm talking crazy roster.
You talking about in basketball, football? You talking about
all of it? Just New Balance in general. They got Chase Young.
The commercials even look
Will Anderson, Shohei Ohtani, who in my opinion is the face of New Balance right now because you can't go nowhere without Shohei. Shohei. Outside of the gambling scandal, which I'm not going to say he did or didn't, but we know how things work. He a part of that roster. Even though the first person was Kawhi Leonard, his shoes was nice this year. I'm going to keep it a dollar.
Paying attention.
They was nice. They was real nice. So you got Sidney McLaughlin and Coco Graff and Sokka. So just seeing those – like those kids, like coming up, and they at that New Balance brand, is lovely to see because that just shows the renaissance that sports is taking, that sneakers are taking. Like everybody's just putting stuff on, not just throwing it on, but it's actually being used for what it's being used for. So it's just something to see. Like you don't think in any way, shape, or form, like it could even blossom even further.
You're talking about New Balance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Pass walking and pass running.
It's already taken off. It's number one right now. Like so, I'm all the way invested, and that was just off of Joe Freshgood.
For me, it was Action Bronson because I fuck with Action Bronson.
He was number two on the list, and now we got. And I hate to say this, I don't really.
He's my spirit animal.
I forgot Slade.
He's my spirit animal.
Yeah, I mean,
that's, he's just a crazy designer
so,
in his own.
So
right.
Yeah, he bought it. So, but what's your car? Just made some sneaks. Jack Harlow. I like them.
Yeah, the florals. I love they're nice. Yeah,
I like can't them. Wait to get my hands on them.
What?
The Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow's?
Yeah. They're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They are. They're very nice.
And speaking of rappers, Nicki Minaj.
He don't want to talk about this. He do not. He don't want to talk about this at all.
Because we should be talking about the former Nike guy that left.
We'll get into that. That's for another day.
Because I'm about to grab them. I'm really about to pay the $600.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. That's not today though. But we're gonna definitely get into that.
Them Jones, them basketball sneakers that the guy just came up with from years ago. Them Jones look so crazy, yo. I'm about to buy them.
So Nicki branched off, started her own shoe line called Low Key. It's
just like the following of Beyonce. It's
honestly, no. Beyonce never started online. She was at Adidas.
I'm just talking about I'm sorry to all the Beyonce fans.
Don't stop right there. Do not fuck with the Hive. I do not want no smoke with the Hive. I already said the country album was trash and almost got my ass whooped at the gas station. I swear to God, I don't want no smoke. Sorry,
Beyonce. So what's the Nicki crew called? The Pink Crew? Whatever that is.
Pink toenails.
They're the Barbs. The Barbs, right?
The Barbs? Yeah, they're the Barbs. Yeah. I thought you said pink toenails.
The Barbs.
They the Barbs, ain't they?
Like Barbie.
I should know some of this.
I know what you meant.
I just, you know, sorry.
So, Nicki's shoes is selling, though. That's the crazy part. Dudes and females
I'm trying.
Are buying them.
I'm trying. It's like you
honestly.
You get flushed.
Let's break down the history.
I start getting red. I start seeing red.
Yeah, he turned into like uncooked chicken. He just turned pink. So, just understanding what she's doing, because let's be real, every design that she had with Jordan was trash. I don't even think it made it to the shelf. Like, they didn't make it past the sample. Like, did you see anybody with any on?
No.
I've never even seen these until you mentioned it. I was trying to block it out.
Junebug, you see anybody in some Nickies?
No, not really.
Okay. I was just asking because, you know, like y'all don't see this, but Junior's like Puerto Rican, and they always get the crazy Jordans that nobody got, like the six rings.
Or
Dominicano. Okay. All right, papi. I see you. I see you, my friend.
He basically black. I'm just
saying. Yeah. He just do hair somewhere. That's all. But just knowing that she decided I want to branch out and do my own, I think that's pretty dope. I honestly think that the logo, I mean,
that's any artist.
But the logo looks like a sinking sex symbol.
A what?
It's like a sinking in the water. It looked like a sinking sex symbol. I don't know. It also looks like the O on Rhodes mic. It's right there. Right there, champ. This is you, come on, man.
You know, when you put the O in the notes, I was wondering if that was intentional or
no. That's how it's spelled.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's awkward. Why would you do that? But if the shoe get on the right foot, that shit gonna be crazy. Personally, you might be able to run ball in it. Yo, Gilbert Arenas went out and played ball in Dolce & Gabbana shoes. We all seen it, and he gave somebody. I think it might have been.
We're talking about Dolce.
But it might have been
We not going to compare Dolce to. I'm sorry, Nicki. You know what? Maybe I'm being biased. I'm sorry. You know what? It's everybody's opinion.
But the logo got her face on it. I think she like a mermaid or something. It looked like the Starbucks cup. I don't know how these Jones are selling. I'm not interested in buying them.
Again, and I'm just comparing Beyonce people. Y'all buy anything she does?
Carl, knock it off.
It could be she could shit and write her name in it and sell it to y'all. Y'all gonna pay Y'all gonna pay anything for it. Y'all gonna sell your whole damn life to get this shit.
Listen,
so Nicki has that. I am not parked
near his car, so when y'all fuck his car up, please.
I don't have no problem with them. It's just that because listen, at the end of the day, everybody in this room. I was a Jay-Z fan at one point.
You was. You still is. You still got to be. You can't leave Hov. Hov.
Who?
Like, he told you sell drugs.
Man got to cut his fucking hair.
No.
Bro, he's a shadow of his former
Hov doing that, so you don't have to go through
I'm
that.
I'm good. Anyway, I was a Jay-Z fan. I thought the boy could do no wrong. That was my stupidity.
If you owe me 10, you ain't giving me 9.
Yeah, no. That was years ago. I'm done
coming in with a bar.
Lost 96 bricks, had to fall back.
I mean, I never met him personally. I'm just saying.
Mama. Mm. Cuban or Cuban. That's every.
Oh, yeah.
Cuban. Glory, Cuban or Cuban.
I really appreciate you.
Oh, you know, you can't say. You was talking shit about Glow, too.
Ooh.
You was.
I like Glow.
When we was at the
I'll
seminar.
Call my daughter right now.
I get down with Glow.
I listen to Glow all the time. What
since when?
About? Bro,
I ain't got time.
What you mean?
You don't know Glow.
You was saying it.
You don't know Glow.
He the way he was singing.
He don't know Glow.
There, bro.
He don't know Glow. He don't know Glow. He don't know Glow. He don't know Glow. He don't know Glow.
Anybody
from know Glow.
That's like me. Saying,
I'm not gonna sit here and let you talk about Glow.
Look at
you. Do not know Glow.
He mad now because of what the happened with the family. He mad.
You do not know Glow.
I listen to more Glow than you do. You want me to start rapping lines?
I don't need you to.
Oh, okay.
All I know is
wait. You're giving y'all plugs.
Get him, Glow. Speaking of the plug, we have another one. The craziness that's been going by. The Soda Buy auctions, they have been fucking crazy. They sold the Forrest Gump shoe. Check on the price for me, Mike, if you can.
It's the actual
Forrest Gump shoe that him and his brother was running in because that was a stunt double for the actual movie. Most people don't know that. You're welcome.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Two, they sold the Air Mag that we usually, well, we've had on display a couple times for our shows. They sold that, the original one. I don't think they lace
the
up automatically.
The actual Marty McFly.
Yes, the actual one.
The ones that they pulled through, where they had the cement, they pulled through the cement.
Yep. What else? They sold the lot of Off-White Virgils, Virgil Off-White Nikes. They sold the whole lot of those. Like, it was like one of each shoe, starting from, I believe, the Air Jordan 1 all the way down to the...
I thought it was everyone that he played in so far.
No. I'm talking about Virgil. I'm talking about... Because he went down to the Air Max 90.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't go but so far. But that's a solid look. If you really want to be interested in it, the website is down below. You can go check out even more stuff. But my only question for that is, do you think it's good that they're selling some of these iconic relics? Like, is it good? I think they should be in a museum.
Because
a lot of stuff, like a lot of these movies, not that we grew up on.
The museum needs to pay for that. The museums need to pay these people for that.
So you're telling me if the Smithsonian had like a shoe museum.
I'm sure they had the finances to sit up here.
That would be Smithsonian.
Well,
if y'all take that idea, just know you heard it here first. If y'all see it, they heard it
you
here
might
first.
Might want to edit that one out.
No, keep that in there because if they take it, I wanted public record.
I'm Smithsonian. Not gonna lie. If the Smithsonian get that, NATO sneakers, I'm pulling up like Killmonger in that moment.
Exactly.
Y'all want to edit that out?
Wait, you going to show up with the Sherpa with your hair? Like,
I'm serious. Y'all want to edit that one out? I feel like that should be edited out.
What?
And we should walk up to them with a lawyer or something. We can't. Then again, we can't be the only ones that.
I don't think we are.
I don't think so.
You're welcome. My brain is doing crazy stuff right now. Pause.
Every show.
Yes, it's a staple now. I'm still mad at Scottie Pippen. I mean, he's doing well right now, so it is what it is. But.
Ooh.
So what sneaker would you like to see, like iconic sneaker would you like to see auctioned off?
Oh wait, they already did the Batman one, right? For Batman Returns, Michael Keaton.
You're talking about the
Sixes?
Yeah, they did that.
They did.
As far as Gumps is pretty good. Wait, there's something else that I'm forgetting out of a movie.
Take your time. Mike, you got one?
No, not that I can think of right now. The Sixers would probably be. I mean, you know, I'm a big Batman fan, Carl. You know, I'm a big Batman fan, so that's the highest on my list, I think.
Okay, well, for me, it would be the Adidas Forum Kevin McAllister had on when he was in Home Alone 1 when he was jumping up and down.
I skipped over that one because but
that would be.
He probably got him though because he's a sneaker collector.
Yeah,
so he probably still got him.
So just to see that, and then. Probably Woody Harrelson's and Wesley Snipes, their shoes from White Man Can't Jump.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Wesley gave his away.
He should have auctioned them Jones.
I think he gave his away to some of his friends. I know, yo.
He just.
I know, I'm not trying.
It's probably for tax
purposes. All right, so we said movies. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yep.
like TV shows. Like I know Will Smith still have a, has a lot of his from off of the Fresh Prince.
Yes.
But then you got what you call who had a lot too. What's his name? Kadeem
Hardison.
Yeah, I know he does. And then the guy that you met with the glasses, light skin.
You talking about Ryan from from A Different World too?
Yeah, I know he doesn't have any of his. But most of these people, you know, that I ain't gonna lie to you, they had a lot of iconic moments. I know Martin had has a bunch of.
I would like to see Seinfeld. That. That's a Seinfeld collection. Seinfeld collection. But I would like to see. I would like to see. True. I would like to see Seinfeld's forces, not Air Forces, but his force basketball shoes, his basketball force shoes. I would like to see them. I would like to see his royal blue sixes. I would like to see those put up. I would also like to see Martin. The original 11s when they really, that's how you advertise a shoe. But what he did with the 11s, when he did Romeo and Juliet, at that point, did want the 11s, that right there was like, I can do whatever I need to do in these shoes. And they was dancing in the shoes. And then for some odd reason, I don't know if y'all remember, there was like an episode the next season where Tommy had lent Martin some money and he came back. And I'm sorry, Tommy recalled, I gave you money and you came back with the Jordan 11s.
I do remember that.
That's a crazy. That's a bad. That's a good joint right there.
That wraps up another episode.
Yes,
I want to thank y'all for coming out.
This is the Soul Table, from my table to your table. See you next time.